the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
Random topics. They may take up a second. They may take up the entire segment. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just a bunch of questions or whatever. Let's start with this one. What is a dream you've had that you would have been okay never waking up from? Now, obviously, like, you, let's keep that in perspective.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You're not going to, it's not where you then live with your entire awareness the rest of your life, because there's not really any dream that I want to die for, but that you wish you could have experienced longer. I'll go first, since I've had a chance to think about it. What is your question?
Are we leaving out sex dreams?
I don't know. Never had one that got far enough, so I guess I would say any of them. I always wake up right before the good things happen.
Same here.
Yeah, I think, why does that always happen to all of us? Like, your brain goes, no, you can't do this.
I don't know.
This is wrong. You're not supposed to have sex with Elizabeth Hurley. Wake up. Mm-hmm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I know, it's what not fair.
What if someday you have a sex dream and it's with somebody you find repulsive or whatever, and that's the one that goes all the way through. Well, your brain's like, yep, this is what you deserve.
It probably would. It's like Boris Yeltsin.
Mrs. Garrett from Different Strokes.
You know, what the hell?
That's what you get.
If you haven't been preparing for that your entire life, you're a fool.
Yeah.
It's going to happen.
Joe, how do you prepare for that?
Every day I tell myself tonight might be the night that I get, ravaged by someone I don't want to ravage me. Like, you know.
Roseanne.
Sure. Roseanne, Julia Childs.
Oh, but she would make you the best after sex meal. Oh,
yeah. It's not the after sex meal. It's her is the sex meal that I don't like.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't. That's not a main course I want to get to dessert.
Yeah.
You never know. She might have the most beautiful piece down there you've ever seen
it's
in your
possible.
Life.
It's possible.
Yeah, maybe.
Just like the best cherry pie.
Actually taste like cherry pie.
Might be covered in hair,
but
right?
It doesn't.
And filled with yeast.
Yeah.
And dead. Oh, she's going to offer you the hairy cherry. Oh,
the hairy, then. Never mind. I'm in. Mm-hmm. Hairy cherry. That sounds really bad.
Excluding sex dreams that you wish would have lasted longer, I would say it was the one that was probably a couple months after my dog Max died, where the dream was so normal, regular life. I was standing on the driveway shooting free throws, and in the dream, he came running around the corner. And when my dog Max died a few years ago, his back hips had been degenerating, and he could barely walk by the time he died. But he ran around the corner, the same young, fun dog, and came up and leaned on my leg. And it was as real as any dream I've ever had. There wasn't a detail in it that couldn't have happened in real life. And I wish that one could have gone on longer.
Yeah.
Because that was amazing. I woke up crying from that.
Yeah. I buy it. I mean, of course, that's something you would want to go on. Again, not forever, but
I don't want to live in the driveway with my dog Max from a dream, but
I wish
it was pretty great.
For mine, I wish I could tell you more about it, but that was part of the problem when the couple of times I've had those, one in particular, and this is, of course, I've had dreams where I fly or something along those lines, and that's great. I would do that for a long time, but
yes.
The ones where I wish made sense when I woke up or lasted longer were the dreams where I vividly remember coming up with or hearing the funniest thing that I had ever heard. Mm-hmm. And I woke up laughing hysterically.
Yeah.
Belly laughing. Mm-hmm. Woke up to that. And I remember right before I got my senses, you know, I thought, I got to write this down. I can't wait to tell the guys about this. And then I went back to bed and woke up an hour later or 2 hours later, came to work, and I thought, that's so dumb. It was a dream. It makes no sense. So that was a bummer where I was like, I thought I had this like amazing radio.
I remember you saying that.
Like, God.
The disappointment of it.
Like anything that could make me laugh this hard, just looking at it or thinking of it. Oh, this is going to be great when we execute it.
Yeah.
It's just dream gibberish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's hard for me to remember like dreams that I wish that had gone on. It's because I think I'm more with you, which I wish I was better at just remembering the weird dreams I just had. Like if I wake up a lot in a night, I might remember like segments of dreams. Mm-hmm. But if I make it like all the way through the night and I'll go, oh man, I had like this weird, crazy long sequence. And then I can sometimes work backward through it.
Yeah, you can. Like,
but other times I'll go, oh man, I'll wake up and I'll know everything. And about 5 minutes later, I can't remember any of it anymore. I go, dang it, man. It was right there. And what was I? Like, I hate forgetting them.
Just remember that laughing being, like, as good as an orgasm. Like, it was, there was so much joy to it.
Yeah, I've woken myself up before laughing. Like, laughing so hard in the dream that you sit up and you wake yourself up.
This text, I once had a sex nightmare with, I've never even thought of a sex nightmare, with my childhood friend's mother.
She was
speaking angry German and demanding anal sex. I remained terrified.
Oh, man.
Wake up, please.
Yeah, you know how that got into your brain.
See, that's funny.
Somewhere in there.
Mine's,
after that dream.
Yeah.
Sentimental, like yours, Free Beer, because it's those dreams that you have where something or someone you've lost comes back, and it's so vivid. Oh, I will. This is slightly insulting to my relationship right now that I'm in.
Pretty standard.
So believe that at this point in my life, Stuart is my person. I love him. And I know if he's listening, he'll totally understand this because it's something we've talked at length about. But I was in a previous relationship, my best friend, my first love, like my absolute like partner in crime, passed away in a car accident. And a couple of us kind of lived with survivor's guilt because we should have been in the car. Mm-hmm. He fell asleep at the wheel. It was awful.
Mm-hmm.
And for like a year, I just couldn't get my life together.
Yeah.
And I was in my early 20s. And I had a dream where all of us were, it was as if we were hanging out, just like any normal weekend would have been.
Just back in time.
Oh, yeah. And it was in the places in Atlanta that we would have been in and around. And it was just, I woke up and it was almost like that was the day I started moving forward, which was really, so it was healing in a way. But man, if I could have stayed in that dream forever, I kept trying to fall back asleep to fall back into it.
Yeah, you just want to visit one more time.
Yeah, like those times of desperation, like you got a piece of what you've been thinking of nonstop, almost like with your dog Max, and you see him again, and it's like, oh, you remember every little detail about the person or the animal.
Yeah,
it you was so sentimental.
I could smell him.
Oh yeah, it's and I was still one of my favorite dreams ever again because it just helped I think me start my life over again, which was really neat.
Steve, you got one?
Yeah, I remember. I don't remember any specifics about it, but I remember about a year and a half or 2 years ago waking up having a dream about my grandparents, who all four of my grandparents are gone. But I remember sitting up and thinking like, wow, that was super real. But I don't really remember any of the details to it.
But yeah, it takes you right back.
Yeah. Yeah. You're right. Like they look exactly like you remember them looking and everything. Mm-hmm.
Different random topic. If you have to binge watch the show that your parents watch the most now, what are you binge watching?
Oh my God.
Ooh, I have no idea.
Canadian mystery series.
Some really?
Yes. On my dad's side.
Where's the sorry train go?
I don't know.
mine's definitely something on network television. They have cable, but like anytime I bring something up, I'm like, well, just say it into your voice remote. We don't have a voice remote. And I go, oh my God. Could you call the company? They'll give you one. So it's probably an SVU of some sort would be my guess.
I would be watching something. An SVU.
I mean, yeah.
Something.
Which wouldn't be the worst thing in the world. I mean, those are okay
I love
shows.
SVU.
Yeah, those are okay shows.
I'd be watching something with Marge Hellenberger or whatever her name is.
Yeah.
I think it'd be all right. I know that my mom is a big fan of Kimmel.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's pretty hip.
Mm-hmm.
your mother's so hip, Steven.
Yeah, she's really with it.
My dad loves The Office, so I'd be watching that. And then my mom likes anything about murder. So, like the 48 hours or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Such a terrifying. Yes, that's what it is.
Somebody writes they'd be watching only MASH. That might be my life, too.
Oh, crap. My dad's a huge fan of Big Bang Theory.
Oh, no, Steve.
My dad was on that for a while, too.
He could not get it through his head that I did not watch that show. And every time I talk to him, you watched Big Bang Theory last night? No, Dad, I've never watched it. Well, let me tell you about like Nelson or whatever.
My God, this time when he said bazinga, my God, did he say it with the right emphasis?
Okay, different one. It's got to go fast.
Okay.
We're relatively.
Yeah.
You know how we are.
Yeah.
You can make one body part detachable. Which one and why?
Oh, my penis, so I can get to, you know.
No, what? I don't have one of those. I don't know what you're thinking.
Live the song.
Yeah.
Popular 90s song.
Yeah.
Detachable penis.
So I don't have to take any ribs out.
Mm-hmm. Probably my arm. So I could use one arm, the length of two arms, to reach really high things.
Oh, that would be awesome. Yeah.
Like, oh, I can't reach that. There we go.
Oh, to double, yeah, to yeah. double your arm length. That
what about your eye? You could pull it out and throw it in the air and look around.
No.
Oh, yeah,
and
that
then
would
just
be
catch
great.
It and flick it back in.
What or about your wrist, Steve?
Why or just the wrist skin.
Wrist? You could yeah. and just high five other people with, like,
Steve,
all your...
I'm shocked it took this long.
What if it was just your tendons?
Mine was actually sincere. They're trying to ruin you.
Yeah, use your tendons like slingshots.
Yeah. Yours is sincere. You just happen to pick the eye, the thing that Steve hates the most.
I think my nose... So that way, when something smells really bad, I can just take it off.
Just throw it down the hall to where
yeah. it smells like better.
No, I'm going to put that in my pocket where I keep my peppermints.
Or, you know, if you got to go poop or whatever. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You smell it more, so though.
Leave your nose.
You
like
got a big hole in the front of your face now.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't smell with the actual nose.
Oh, man.
That's just the entrance.
Oh, God.
You're just making the hole bigger.
I knew that, but
you just
I was
hit the guardrail.
Thinking like a kid over here,
yeah.
you know?
I know what you're doing.
Got no nose. I
kind of feel
smell.
Bad for getting all literal on you.
Yeah.
Here, let me hold it for you, Kelly.
Got your nose.
You just so did that got your nose thing.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.